Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Batch After Dark. I am Erin, and I'm joined with my lovely co-host, Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey. How are you?
Hi, Erin. I'm good. How are you?
So good. We are so excited you guys have joined us. Before we talk about this new and exciting podcast, we're going to take a little bit of time to introduce ourselves so you know who you'll be hearing from each week. So, Kelsey, tell me a little bit about how you started the most amazing Bachelor meme account ever to hit Instagram.
Oh, just ever, huh? Well, actually, it started with my best friend. She sent me a meme, and I want to say it was Colton season, at the end of Colton season. And she said, this is hilarious. And I saw it, and I just remember thinking that it wasn't that funny. And I told her I thought I could do better. And so I just started it just as like a fun little outlet for me. I didn't think it would be popular. I didn't think anything of it. And then it kind of grew.
I love that. So you're like, I could do better.
Yeah.
And you have been knocking it out of the park for how many years now? Have you had this account?
Oh, golly. I think 3 years now. I want to say three.
I love it.
Or at least 2.5. Yeah. Yeah. Long time.
Oh my gosh. Now, what would you say is your motivation for doing the account?
I really like writing and I like comedy and there's just not a lot of opportunities where I'm at to do those things. And so it just really became just a creative outlet. And honestly, I just like to make myself laugh. You know what I mean? And so that was just a big part of it, was I would just be laughing at my own stuff. And so it was a fun surprise that other people would laugh with me. And then it became, as you know, it became the Bachelor guys entertaining everybody on the cult, the funny bunch on my stories is what I refer to the people that follow the stories every day. So yeah.
I love that. So I guess we should tell everyone how we met, right? I think that's probably a good idea considering that we're such good friends now. And how did we meet?
We met through a Bachelor guy's dog's page.
Yes.
You ran Nacho's page.
Yes, that's right. And you're a big fan. So we started chatting. I remember that. And we just became fast friends. And I feel like it was love at first DM.
I think it was. We had a lot in common. We clicked. Now tell me about, so how many podcasts do you have right now, Erin? Three or four?
This is just my second podcast. You're so funny. I started Getting Cozy with Erin a little over a year ago. And it was basically just because I love reality TV. And it just made sense for me to interview people that have been on TV and kind of figure out who they really are at their core. And especially if they had a bad edit, I love giving people redemption stories. So that's been my favorite, I feel like. And Tub Talk is actually just a live IG show that I do with, again, people from reality TV shows and whoever, you know, some coaches and or people that are important to everyone, since I'm a sleep coach and a dating coach. So just kind of wear a few different hats, I would say.
We have that in common because half of the Bachelor guys are villains on my page. And I love that. Like you said, you like that redemptive, you like to redeem and give people a chance to see people in a different light. I think we have that in common because that's probably one of my favorite things about the stories, is getting to show these different sides of these guys that they're not, you know, they're more than just their edit.
Definitely. I love when people message me after a podcast or after a Tub Talk and say, wow, I had no idea that guy was such a nice guy. Or wow, I really thought this girl was very shallow and, you know, superficial. And that wasn't the case at all. So it makes me really happy that I can do that. And I'm going to keep on doing it because I love it so much.
You're good at it.
Thank you. And you're amazing at what you do. And thank God for you with the laughs. We need all the laughs we can get these days.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. But it just made sense for us to do a podcast together. Now, you and I did a podcast all about who you are and kind of basically talking about how you got started. So if you guys haven't heard that, you definitely want to go check that out. We had so much fun, and that kind of gave me the idea of having Kelsey be my co-host. So I'm just so grateful to you, and I just adore you and admire you so much.
Oh, I feel the exact same way. I could not love you more.
So enough of this love fest. Let's get into a few fun questions. We're going to do a little Q&A for you guys. Just a few little questions to get to know us better. So Kelsey, set the scene for me. Where and when did your first kiss happen?
Okay, you're gonna like this story.
I'm sure I will.
It's a weird one. Okay, so it's kind of a long story, but I wound up marrying him. So he was my first kiss.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was 17. And what happened was he was 5 years older than me, and my dad would not let us see each other. So we would like pass notes through my best friend who worked at my family store. So he came to the store to see my best friend, but we had switched shifts. And so I was there, and we had like this Romeo and Juliet thing going on. We hadn't seen each other in months. And so we kissed in front of the store, and it was my first kiss. And two of my mom's best friends in separate vehicles drove by and saw us kissing. And I got in massive trouble, just massive trouble. So that was it. That was the first kiss. It was ruined. Oh my God. It was terrible.
Oh my God. Was there aftermath?
The kiss itself was good.
Okay. You got to tell us about the aftermath.
Yeah. My mom's best friends called and they said, you know, you have 10 minutes to call your mom and dad and tell them. That's horrible.
Oh, wow.
The kiss was good. The aftermath was not good. But yeah, that was my very first kiss.
And how old were you? Can you share that?
I was 17.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And then, okay, I want to hear yours now.
You know what?
Tell me everything.
It does not compare to that. Not in any way. No. Okay. So it was very traditional. I think I was like 12 years old. I was at church camp. Sorry, God. But it was so, so romantic, honestly. Like we had a campfire doing s'mores or something. And we did like a hayride. And I just remember, my crush like trying to find me to sit next to me. And I was freezing. I remember it being so cold. And he like gave me his jacket. Like it was super romantic and super sweet. Gave me his jacket and just kind of cuddled with me. And then he just kissed me. It was like, it was very sweet. It was like the ideal first kiss. So, but I was young.
Very cute.
I was so young.
Yeah, you were young, right? 12. Oh my God. Now that we have kids, we're like, oh God, 12.
Right. I know. My daughter's almost 9. So I don't want to think about it. So
crazy. Me neither.
Well, I love your answer. Thank you for sharing that with us. What are some of the qualities that you love about yourself that enhance a relationship?
I think I just, obviously my humor. I think I'm pretty independent. And so I'm not really going to be like the needy type. I'm a really good communicator. Like I have no trouble talking about my feelings and healthy communicator. I'm honest, I'm loyal, kind. You know me, I'm all in or I'm all out. So I'm passionate. I spoil. I'm definitely a spoiler. So yeah, I mean, where do I stop, Erin?
I was going to say, sign me up for this relationship. My God, you sound like a freaking ideal girlfriend, wifey.
So many good things.
For sure. Oh my gosh.
What things do you love about yourself that you feel like bring to your marriage that make it good and wonderful?
So I feel like I'm really easygoing as far as like, you know, if my husband wants to have time with his friends or if he wants to go to see a movie by himself, you know, which is like his favorite thing to do. It's hysterical. And I'm just like, go, honey. Like I can edit, I can watch TV, I can do whatever, you know, whatever I want. And we have that time alone, but we respect that for each other, you know? So I feel like I'm not clingy. I'm not nagging.
Yeah.
I always ask him, like, am I being nagging? Yeah. And he's like, no, you are not a nagger ever. Like, not ever. If I ask him to do something, though, he does it right away. So I don't even need to nag. You know what I mean?
Oh, bless him.
Right? He is a saint.
Yes.
I feel like I'm a good communicator, too, although I do shut down if I'm upset, which is not the best thing. Mm-hmm. But I do eventually share my feelings. So I guess that's a good thing. I would say that I also spoil. I feel like my love language is physical touch, but I also love to buy gifts for people, mm-hmm. as special for me as it is for them, hopefully, because I get a lot out of it. But I would definitely say that I am a cuddler. I will hold your hand. I will rub your feet. I will hug you. Aww. I will kiss you. You know, I'm very affectionate, and I'm affectionate in public. Yeah. You know, when we're at a restaurant, we have our hands all over each other. Like, that's just how we are. And we've always been that
right.
way.
Right. Yeah.
And thankfully he likes all those things.
We should add that we're, oh yeah, he does. I bet. We should probably add that we're both very sexual people. I mean, especially considering the nature of our podcast, which you probably.
Yes, that's true.
We should probably say that's a plus.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've told you before, you know, we're pretty much daily. We pretty much, you know, have fun daily.
Yowza.
Unless there's something that comes up, but it's rare. It's very rare. And it's always been like that, thankfully.
Jesus.
So I thank God
good
for that.
For
right?
You.
That's a blessing for sure.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Before we get into like our turn-ons and our favorite position, because, you know, these are things that we're going to be asking our guests, guys. So we feel like it's only fair if we share ourselves. And we've heard a lot of you say that you'd like to hear that. So you're going to get it. But before that, I want to ask you one more question, Kelsey. If you were going to have someone plan a bachelor style, almost like a fantasy date, you know, just something that's completely wild, no cost involved, like just whatever you would dream of, right? What would that date look like?
I'm from a small town. We don't have like a ton of concerts. And so I've never actually been dancing or anything. Mm. Like I've literally never been taken dancing. So probably like a concert and like a really nice dinner and dancing, like going dancing somewhere. I love movies and stuff. I don't know. I think, yeah, probably just a concert and dancing. Is that a lame answer? Oh, you know what? Something competitive, Erin, like paintball. I love that. Like I would love to do something kind of rough and competitive.
Ooh.
On a date, like paintballing,
okay.
Like something for like sexual tension and fun. Yeah. I would like that a lot.
Definitely.
So yeah, I mean, that's probably too many things, but
no.
Let's make a day of it.
Absolutely not. Not too many things. No, you just described a day date and a night date, like an evening time. So
yeah,
that's perfect.
That sounds fun.
That's perfect. Oh my gosh.
What about you? What's your dream date? Tell me everything.
So I'm not a morning person, you guys, but I would love to go on a hot air balloon ride. in the morning, like overlooking maybe Napa with like all the vineyards would be absolutely gorgeous. Or even like where there's, you know, ocean. I don't know if they do it over the ocean anywhere. I don't know if that's safe, but I think that would be incredible. So that's how our day would start. But then I'd want to have like, I don't know, probably like a beautiful seaside lunch, you know, or brunch and just overlooking the ocean. I mean, when I was in Cabo, every meal we had overlooking the ocean was just spectacular. Like it just was in heaven. So definitely that. I got to say that I would want an afternoon nap together, maybe some fun. A little afternoon delight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a joint shower, get a little frisky. And then we would go to dinner. Some are really, you know, special. So I don't know, maybe just...
What do you like to eat? What's your like favorite dinner?
Like a rooftop, you know, rooftop setting or something. Italian. Feed me Italian every day. Every day. I am such an Italian girl. Love, 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 love pasta. I could eat it every day, easily. Love it. So that'd be my day.
Yum.
Yeah. Maybe
some... Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds romantic. I love
maybe
it.
Maybe some fireworks.
Eating good.
Fireworks at the end. It's got to be like a bachelor.
Fireworks!
Right? It's got to be a bachelor style.
Yeah.
So you've got to have fireworks. The fireworks in
there.
Oh
my God. I want to kiss to fireworks so bad. That sounds nice.
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely. I hope that happens for you one day. I really do. So
thanks,
now
babe.
We'll get into the juicy stuff. What are your sexual turn-ons?
I would say like a guy being aggressive, sort of like push you against the wall, like squeeze you to like, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, anything that's really like firm. I mean, yeah.
Like
I like
hair pulling?
Dirty talk. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hair pulling for sure. Yeah, hair pulling.
Banking?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's just like eating. Sometimes you want fast food and you want a quickie and sometimes there's so many different kinds, but, and there's, you know, you make love and that's a turn on too. And there's a time to be soft. But I mean, I think for right now, what's in kind of my gears or whatever would be like, you know, like hot, rough sex.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. For sure.
Oh my God. I probably shouldn't say that. But you know what? It's my turn. I can't ask people these questions and not answer them probably.
That's right. That's why we're doing this. I think it's perfect.
God.
Are there any turnoffs?
Bad breath.
Okay. That's pretty
bad
universal
breath,
one, right?
Or just not communicating like what they want and what I want. Like I think when I'm in a relationship next, it will be like a lot of healthy sex communication and a lot of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you just get in a routine sometimes and you don't communicate what you want.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's, yeah. What about you? Tell me some of your turn-ons. I'm excited.
Oh, definitely we have some in common. I love a good push up against a wall. There is nothing like that. I mean, it's so... Ooh, I'm getting hot just thinking about it. Like it's, there's something.
Oh my God.
There is something about a man pushing you up against a wall. Like, I don't know. Definitely, definitely being aggressive, you know, not like in a good way, right? I mean, we're not like pushing boundaries here.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But still being respectful, but still like really like strong hands. You know what I mean? Like real strong hands and you just feel them on you. That's incredible to me. I love that. I would say definitely whispering in the ear and like kissing the neck. Ooh, girl.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I have a good one. And then you can ask it to me too if you want to. But can you think of a time that you've ever surprise sexed him that was really hot?
Oh.
Like as a surprise?
Like all the time.
Give me one example.
All the time.
Is there a weird place or something that sticks out in your mind or that he surprised you where sex wasn't planned?
When we,
maybe in Cabo? Hint.
Yeah.
Hint.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, you are talking because you know what I'm going to talk about. Listen to this
Answer it.
Yes. Yes. So
what happened?
So in Cabo. Stop. So in Cabo, the hotel was stupid enough to leave out all of their outdoor furniture at night. So they had these, I was obsessed with their couches. They had like, it's almost like a day bed. It was just screaming to like have sex on. I'm sorry.
Yep.
It was literally talking to me. You want to have sex on me. Come on. Yeah, it was like seducing me. Perfect. Even during the day. And I'm like, that's hilarious. I'm going to see you tonight. Right?
Oh my God.
I remember Aaron got a cigar and he's like, hey, you want to go walk with me? Maybe we'll go down to the beach. And I'm like, hell yeah, we're going down to the beach. So we walked down there and we just sat there and looked at the stars. It was so beautiful. The ocean was just right there crashing. Like it was literally out of a movie. I mean, so picturesque and so beautiful. And he just like pushed me down. It was hot. Pushed me down.
Nice.
Started making out with me. And then before I knew it, we were like in the thick of it, literally. Into the thick of it. And you guys, yes. And I have to let you know that there were lights on the restaurant behind us. So this was definitely out in the open. I mean, we were not like hidden by any means. Anybody could walk by. We saw a security guard walk by. He just smiled and kept walking on. But I had my dress like up above my waist. I mean, it was like I was in high school again or, you know, college or whatever. And we were just two kids just having the time of our lives.
Sweet.
And it was hot as hell.
I mean, I
was on top of him. It was hot.
Nice.
It was very hot.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
My surprise question.
Of course. Well, you guys, this has been so much fun to do a little Q&A. You got to know us better. We hope you are as excited as we are to start listening to our podcast about, you know, sexy questions just like this, but to our favorite Bachelor Nation people. And it's going to be unlike any other podcast, we promise you. These people are friends, so they're comfortable. They're going to share all their intimate stories. Yeah. Naughty, intimate stories, and you guys are going to not be able to get enough, literally. So we can't wait. Please join us. We're going to be dropping new episodes every Monday. And we are so excited because we're going to be working with the incredible Red Rock Music cast, Red and Emma, and also Acast. We are so grateful that we are going to be working with Acast. So you guys, please tune in. Please subscribe. And of course, follow us on Instagram at Batch After Dark Pod. And send us your guest request to batchafterdark@gmail.com. Did I cover everything, Kelsey?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. They're at this point very excited to get naughty with us, I'm sure.
I hope so. Well, you guys, it's going to be sexy.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.